It's time, everybody, for Meet Your Rafters, one of our favorite things to do in the summer, where we get a chance to hang out with the boys of summer and talk a little baseball, a little Northwoods League baseball. And with us today, we've got Ryan Williams back with us. Ryan, in third time, I think. Isn't it second or third time?
It's been my third time here.
Third time. All right, man. Good to have you here. Good to see you. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
And we also want to welcome in Mr. Kyle? Kenny Schultz.
Kenny Schultz.
I'm sorry about that, Kenny. My computer froze on me for a second. I'm not going to lie. Kenny, thanks for being here, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time. And, before we dive into getting to know Kenny a little bit more and everything, actually, Ryan, I do want to start with you because we just came off a nice win last night.
Yes, sir.
Were you able to enjoy the win, or were you a little busy? I know as an intern, you got to be running around quite a bit and everything, but you able to enjoy the game at all?
I enjoyed it. Kenny, also being in my shoes, like, he can understand getting there 8:45 in the morning, but obviously a win is great for the program. Close games. 7-6 win, about to go in the All-Star break.
It's a nice energy to go into the All-Star. That's what I was thinking.
Gotta love it.
Yeah. Regardless of what happened, the 10 games, 15 games before, it doesn't matter. You go in with that win, can feel a lot better, especially, being blunt, being honest like we always are around here. A rougher season, not the season we all want, not the season the players want, you guys want, or anything. So we take wherever wins we can get them, and that's a great momentum builder. That's something that we can look forward to in the second half here as we're in that, and we're in the All-Star break, and get into a little bit of the schedule and where you can expect the All-Star game and take that in and everything, everybody. But nice to see for the team to come out of a win like that. Now, Kenny, for you, your season started, like as Ryan was touching on there, as an intern, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Right on. What was your background going into this? I know that I see that you're a Plover native. Is that you're from, born and raised?
Yep.
Right on.
Always.
Great city, great place. That's really cool to hear, man. So in school, did you play a bunch of different sports, or mainly just baseball? Or
in high school, I played football, basketball, and baseball.
Right on. What was it about baseball that made you want to pursue that?
I think I was always best at baseball, and as I grew up, I just focused more and more on that.
Yeah. I really wanted to be a singer, but I'm bad at it, so I just went into acting. But when it comes to pursuing that dream, which I have all the understanding and admiration for anybody who's chasing down a dream, I don't care what it is. When it came to that, you saw an opportunity here and were able to have an internship with the Rafters, right?
Correct, yes.
So your plans for this season were to, be working as an internship and doing a lot of the jobs that interns do, correct?
Yeah, I didn't exactly know what I was getting into at first, but after the first week of work, I figured that would be my responsibilities all summer. So
yeah. And then, as my Nana used to say, her favorite phrase: "You want to make God laugh, make plans." And he was laughing and enjoying the show, because that is what your plan is. That is what the Rafters' plan is. And then all of a sudden, we're going to need to figure out your jersey size. What number do you want to be, kid? Because you show up in the as a pitcher. How did that happen?
So the first few games of the Rafters season didn't go as planned, I think, and I thought they could use another arm to fill up the strike zone, so I reached out to Ken, the GM, and he talked with Ziggy, and Ziggy gave me a shot, and the same day I signed, and
That's what happened.
The rest is history.
Yeah, that is so cool. I have to tell you, man, I've never heard of a story like this.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a story like this. I think it's wild. It's awesome. I could not be happier for you. Right. I've been cheering your name before I even met you. And last time Ryan was in, we couldn't stop talking about it. It's just such a cool story. But I think, and I don't mean this as any reporting or anything like that, but for me, I don't know if people have covered the coolest part of the story to me. You went and did that. You had that strength, that belief in yourself, and also just working in an organization where you felt comfortable doing that, to talk to the owner about that and everything. I think that's really cool. I think that's great. There's a level of confidence that every person needs to be able to get further in life. I think there's a big difference between ego and confidence. That's confidence. Ego, you just expect them to come to you,
right.
Something like that or whatever. Confidence is, I like this team. I want to help. What can I do to help? And in true intern fashion, you're willing to do anything to help, including being on the mound.
Yes.
That's taking internship quite far, man. That's pretty cool. Congratulations on that. No matter what happens, that's a real accomplishment. And especially in baseball, where scouting is so, they're looking at your OPS. They're looking at your batting average, all these things. In baseball, maybe more than any other sport, they're looking at what kind of person you are. They're looking at these kind of things. That can only help you in your career, whatever you do with it. It's only going to help you going forward. So this decision happens. You're able to play. I imagine that this is are you in shape-wise? Are you feeling confident in that regard before you even take the mound that, okay, I'm still in good shape. I'm ready to go.
I try to prepare not only mentally but to strengthen before every start. There's not too much that I have to think about going into this.
Yeah, I'm realizing as I was asking it, for one, you're not too far removed from school or anything like that. Still in school and stuff. So,
correct.
Of course, still. But also, you're young. when you're young like you guys, man, and everything, I'm not taking it lightly that you don't train and work your tail off and everything. Yeah. But as far as, quote, getting into shape is a lot different for you than it is for me at 48. So that was the mindset I was going into the question with. But you're good. You're all right. When it came to mentally, though, that being on the mound and being prepared for that, how did that go? Were you set and ready for that?
My first time, definitely not.
Mm-hmm.
It took a few pitches, I think, in the moment to fully realize what was happening.
Yeah.
Because I did not expect to be pitching the same day that I signed a contract, nor did I think I was going to.
Yeah. Again, really stepping up, really, something that the team needed and showing up and being able to do that. That's great. That's really cool of you. What was it like when you were able to tell your friends, family about that?
It was a great experience. I never thought I would tell anyone that, but everyone was very happy for me and great that I got the opportunity because they knew that I deserved it. So
Definitely. What's it? All this is cool and really great story. I think the icing on this cake is the fact that you're doing this in your home state. That you're doing this like just a hand feet, a couple of ways away from your hometown and all that. I imagine that brings an extra meaning to it for you.
It definitely brings some meaning. Since I've always been around this area, and the more time I've been spending with the Rafters, more people have came up to me and recognized me or figured out that their kid used to play on the same team I did. So
those are always fun to the conversation, those connections there and stuff. That's really cool. That's great, man. And I cannot thank you enough for hanging out with us and being a part of this and everything. What are your feelings going into the second half? And I'll ask you this too, Ryan. As far as not saying necessarily wins, losses, playoffs, all of that. Just how are you feeling as far as the team goes going forward in the second half of the season?
I think so far we have not had the season we hoped for. That being said, we have a great group of players, great group of guys with different personalities. Everyone gets along, and the coaches are doing the right things to teach us what we need to do to improve every day. And I feel like this last win that we got yesterday will really give us that push that we need to keep it rolling after this break.
One of the when you become a sports fan, there are certain words that you completely lose in your lexicon and in your brain. Patience is one of them. You completely forget what the word patience means. I've never heard of this word. What do you mean? Win now. That's all I want. I think also as Northwoods fans, or Rafter fans in the Northwoods League, we're pretty accustomed to this team being pretty good or at least very competitive and some of that. I think it's a great reminder and a great a chance for us as fans to remember why we go to these games, what we love about this game, and really, I think, in a fun way, really going by game, mm-hmm. and really taking the rest of this second half of the season, and not looking at next week or the end of the season or what the standings are saying. Enjoy the moment. Get into the game. Take in the game. Take in these innings. Take in those moments. Especially here in Wisconsin, we're going to blink, and there's going to be snow on the ground. We're going to be talking about football and everything. Let's enjoy this. We are so fortunate in this area to have a Northwoods League team right here in town that owns its own stadium, that is able to put into the community like it does and do some really good in this community, along with you guys and these the front office, the staff, everybody. I think it's a really fun and a really unique thing to have. So I know that's the way I'm approaching it. Ryan, how about you? How are you looking at the next half, the second half of the season?
I'm very excited. I know given that it's the Northwoods, you have first half clinch, and then the second half, the results reset. So it's a whole new team. I will add the talent that we've had on this year has been phenomenal. About an hour and a half ago, we just had our three-hole hitter, Junior Barajas, get drafted by the Giants in the 10th round. And he played 13 games for us, batted 300, led our team in home runs on the entire year with six. He's just a beaming example of what the talent that we've had at Witterfield this year. The biggest problem is going from the first half to the second half is when you lose those guys, and it's a whole new team. And that's kind of the thing with the Northwoods is most teams like Madison, who've had a lot of success in recent years, they only take full-term guys. And so that's going to be the next step going into next year. It's like, okay, we can clearly attract the talent. How do we keep it? Right. And that's going to be the mainstay going forward.
It's a great point and very insightful, and the kind of perspective I think you really need in general, in life, let alone in sports, and especially in baseball at this level. Right. This season matters, but it's a build-up to the next season.
Correct.
And that's what every season is, whether you win the title or you win no games. Either way, you're building that momentum, and especially bringing in, as you touch on there, kids and more kids and make them want to play here and everything. I think that you have a lot of opportunities for that going forward for the team, that the team has a lot of chance to be able to pull that kind of talent in for next season or what have you. And I think that not enough people note what you just did there about certain teams and why you see them do well and others don't.
Right.
In part because of this shift that happens with the players. I think that as a Rafter fan and one from the first pitch, I'm proud of that. I want a team like that. I want a team that is, yes, I like to win. Yeah, I remember every single thing about that 16 team and that pennant that is there and everything. What I remember more is seeing a guy like Kyle Teal,
yep.
A guy that I saw and I interviewed here in the old studio, but I interviewed and everything. Yep. And now he's playing for my favorite team.
Like, yeah, that's awesome.
It's wild. It's wild. Like, developing these guys, playing these players. I also remember him being at an event, too, or something. I don't remember what he batted. I don't remember his greatest play as a Rafter, I'll be honest. I don't. But I remember him. I remember what he did in this town. I remember his coming in and how cool he was to Pam and some of those things. Mm-hmm. This is what this league is about. Winning is awesome. Winning is great. Winning fades. Winning isn't forever. These things are forever. After you guys leave, I got a nice article here about some of the Northwoods League players who are going to be a part of the Futures game and the All-Star game.
Yeah.
I don't know if I got enough time. There's a lot of players. That really speaks highly of this league. And especially as MLB has kind of pulled away from single and double A and some of that, we're needing more and more opportunities for where these guys are going to go, where they're going to chase that dream down. The Northwoods League is becoming more and more attractive when it comes to that. So I think that's only positives on the horizon for not only the league, for our Rafters, especially when we got great minds and great personalities like you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, guys.
Of course. Thank you for having us.
Appreciate the time. Good luck with the rest of the season. Ryan, I'll see you in another day or two. No. but you're welcome to come by anytime.
We'd love to come back anytime.
We will. We'll have you back real soon, and we'll be talking with both of you again real soon. Have fun with the rest of the season, you guys, and thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.